Today's episode is about a very well-known name, but does anyone really know the real story? The person behind the myths and legends? What actually happened to Jimmy Hoffa?
Oh, when you said myth and legend, I thought you were talking about me.
You're not a myth or a legend.
I am.
No, you're not. I'm more of a myth or a legend because of my ability to break everything that I touch.
Yeah, they have talked about you as a boogeyman in tech schools and tech companies all over the country.
They should. I should be their boogeyman.
You really are.
Is it Jordan proof?
Nothing is Jordan proof.
The mics are still doing good?
So far. It is still early.
Still, so far, they're still doing good.
Now that you say that, now they're probably going to break.
They're still doing good so far. Anyway, on to the case of Jimmy Hoffa. Welcome to another intriguing episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where all the realms of true crime, supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Matt.
We're ready to plunge into today's fascinating mysteries. Let's dive right in. James Riddle Hoffa, super cool name by the way, was born in 1913 in Indiana. His father died of lung cancer after working in coal mines, and from seeing firsthand how bad working conditions can literally kill people, James, who obviously went by Jimmy, quickly became a very big name in the union, trying to get better working conditions for truckers, miners, etc. But then Jimmy got involved with the mafia. In 1967, he was convicted of jury tampering, attempted bribery, and fraud, and was sent to prison for 13 years. But President Nixon pardoned him in 1971, and even though he was told to stay away from the union until about 1980, he went right back to it. On July 30th of 1975, he made a call to his wife from a payphone around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, saying no one was there to meet him for a meeting that he had scheduled. But after that, he never came home. His car was found in the same parking lot the next morning, but Jimmy was never seen again.
I mean, the mob killed him. Case closed.
Well, here's the thing. Most of us pretty much know that, but we don't know it. Because he was never seen again.
His body's probably under a stadium or in a car overseas. They have 100 ways to dispose of a body.
Endless possibilities. Literally endless possibilities on this one.
We know that they killed him. We just can't technically prove it. But we know. It's one of those things.
Yeah, it reminds me of like the girl code. Like, you know. You can't prove it, but you know.
Yeah, the mob did it. 100%.
It's the mob.
Yeah.
It's the mob.
That's what happens when you get in bed with the mob.
Yeah, we're gonna see how well we can pronounce some names today.
Jordan may be the next victim.
I might be. Well, I'll just go missing. Let me take care of my dogs. Because of his links to organized crime, aka the mafia, aka the mob, there are so many different rumors and theories about what happened to him and where his body may be that it honestly is a bit of a joke today. That day, he was supposed to be meeting with two mobsters, but both of them, Anthony, aka Tony Giacalone, and New Jersey mobster Anthony Provenzano, denied ever having a meeting to begin with.
My only question is, why the hell is every mobster named Tony?
Yeah, it seems to be like a rule.
Wait, I'd say probably, I don't know, 90% of mobsters are named Tony.
Yeah, it does really seem to be like a theme. And it's actually really funny because when I was going through the theories, there's actually a really common theme in the theories as well. And I'm just like, there's just a really common theme here. And Tony's and another theme, like, how about that?
That's why this case isn't solved. We know it was a mobster and we know his name was Tony, but there's 5 million mobster Tonys out there.
5 million, and that's exactly why. Maybe that's why they all go by Tony. Maybe that's why they can all be like, it was Tony, and everybody's name is Tony.
So does that mean that if I have a son and I name him Tony, he's going to become a mobster?
I mean, it's possible, but you're not Italian, though.
Probably half the mobsters aren't either.
I don't know how it works.
But now I'm trying to think of any Tony that's not a mobster.
I knew of a Tony, but he wasn't a mobster, I don't think. But he was probably involved in some gang stuff.
See? Mobster.
That's fair.
I really can't think of any.
That's kind of fair, actually.
Like, even famous people. I'm just drawing a total blank. I can't think of anything, any person that's famous named Anthony or Tony.
The only Tony I can think of is, like, a fake Tony, and that's Tony DiNozzo from NCIS. That's not even a real Tony. That's a fake Tony.
But we all agree he was definitely a mobster.
I don't know if he was smart enough for that.
I really can't. After this episode, I'm probably going to think of, like, 5,000, but...
Oh, for sure. It's just because you were put on the spot.
We all learned something today. If your name is Tony, you're probably a mobster.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of hate on this, probably.
Probably.
Definitely.
We already gave some hate on the Chester thing, but fuck Chester.
Okay, I'm going to say this before I start with the theories, because that's where we're at. There are so many more theories than I possibly can mention, so I have narrowed it down a lot to the most common theories. I did not mention the super simple ones, and I also didn't mention the ones that are obnoxiously weirdly out there that I saw mentioned once in a crazy person's post on Reddit. Theory number one. He was buried in a bookie's driveway. Police received an anonymous tip that the driveway of Tony Jack Giacalone was being redone on the same night as Jimmy went missing, and it was believed that he may be buried underneath it, considering this was the same man that Jimmy was supposed to meet that day. But supposedly, Tony Jack didn't show. Police couldn't exactly dig it up because there wasn't a whole lot of evidence or anything to go by. But eventually, they were able to get ground-penetrating radar, and they did find an anomaly about 2 feet under the concrete. I don't think they really think there's anything under there, because they did take a soil sample, and I don't think they think there's a lot under there, because they sent it out for testing, and I don't think they really put a rush on it. That's just my personal opinion. I personally don't think that if they were going to get rid of a body in the mob, they would hide it under their driveway.
Okay, one, I don't think the mob's that stupid to bury a body under their own property.
I agree.
Two, these guys really need to get new names.
They really do. At this point, they have to differentiate Tonys by using second names.
I have a feeling that this, I'm going to start getting confused because there's too many Tonys.
I think that was the only Tony.
I bet you every single one has a Tony in it.
I don't think they do. But anyway, I agree with you because it's also in a residential area and that's just not ideal.
Yeah, it's not a way to eliminate a body because eventually it'll be found. Even if you live in that house your whole life, eventually you're going to die. Somebody's going to have that house. And if they want the body to disappear, they want it to disappear forever.
Right. And I'm just thinking, like, a couple weeks ago, I had to have work done on my gas lines in my front yard. That wasn't my choice. That was the city's choice. I came home and my front yard was torn up. I didn't even okay that. I just came home and there was my front yard torn up and my driveway was literally gone. I had to wait for the workers to be done with my driveway to pull into my own front yard. Not an ideal case if you're going to bury a body underneath your driveway.
Somehow I could just see you sitting in your roadway just waiting patiently.
That's exactly what I did. They came over and they were like, is this where you live? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, do you need in? And I was like, yeah, but I can wait.
I'd be like, what the hell do you think I'm doing? Just sitting here just because I'm bored?
They were like, we'll be done in about 20 minutes. And I was like, okay, I'll just chill. It's fine.
That annoys me just because.
I was irritated, but at the same time, I was listening to an audiobook. So I was just like, eh, this is fine.
Like, I'm annoyed for you. I don't know. Anyways, this theory is dumb because it's dumb and it's dumb and it's a Tony. I hate Tony now.
I mean, I get it though. Don't get me wrong. I do understand. Yes, it looks a little suspicious, but at the same time, that just does not seem like it's going to make a lick of sense.
If he did that, then this dude is like the dumbest person in the world.
Maybe that's why Tony has a second name. Maybe they were like, ugh, this is the Tony we have to differentiate.
His new nickname would be Dumb Tony.
That's fair.
He's dead, right?
I have no idea. Actually, I didn't follow up on Tony Jack. He'd be pretty old by now, though.
If you're listening, Tony Jack, my name is Jordan.
Just fuck off. I hate you.
It took you a second.
Theory number two. He is now part of a Japanese car. A hitman claimed he killed Jimmy by stabbing him in the head, then leaving him in a car, which was then crushed and sold to Japan for scrap metal. Obviously, with this one, there's not a whole lot of ways to prove or disprove it. But honestly, it's a little bit believable.
I'm going to say something I don't often say.
Is it, Jordan, you're right?
No, don't get crazy. I haven't had enough alcohol for that to happen.
You said it once.
Prove it.
It's recorded somewhere in the podcast. I will find it.
I cut it out.
No, you released it. I don't remember which episode it was, but you liked my theory, whichever it was.
I know, and then I cut that whole section out.
You did not.
This is actually the one theory that I think is most plausible, because it's something that the mob often did. They have their scrapyards where they easily put a body and then crush a car and send it over overseas to get processed and re-whatever they do. So this is probably the most likely theory.
It's definitely plausible. It's just like, why would he ever admit to it?
I think when he admitted to it, he didn't really have anything to lose.
That's fair. It's not like they were going to find the body at that point.
Without a body, most places won't even prosecute you.
You've got a point, but no, it's just like, it makes sense. I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. It's just like, there's no way to prove that one. So that one, as much as I like it, it sucks because you're never going to find him. He's gone. He's gone forever.
To be fair, pretty much any theory involving Jimmy Hoffa is going to be that they're never going to ever be able to prove, really.
That's fair. That's why Jimmy Hoffa is such a mystery.
Still reminds me of Bruce Almighty.
I haven't thought about that movie in ages.
That is the first thing I thought about when you said Jimmy Hoffa. Jim Carrey is the boss.
Morgan Freeman.
I'm going to become so rich that I can just have Morgan Freeman narrate my life.
He literally could narrate anything, and I'd listen to it.
Just have him follow me around all day for no reason.
I don't even care what he would say about it. Just, it would be so nice to listen to.
I've watched documentaries about animals and different stuff just because of his voice.
He's got the greatest voice, though. I don't even care what he's saying. He probably could read the dictionary and I'd just be like, all right, I'll listen to that. That's a great voice. That's when you know your voice is iconic.
That's my goals in life, to have Morgan Freeman just narrate my life.
We got so off track here.
Not really. Talking about Jimmy Hoffa, which brought us to Bruce Almighty, which, you know, then brought us to God, Morgan Freeman.
He's just the best, though.
I don't think there's a role he couldn't do that I wouldn't like him in.
No, I'm pretty sure he could play about anything.
He could probably play a villain, and then that whole story would just be the villain is a good guy. Everybody likes the villain.
Honestly, I root for the villain a lot of the time anyway. They make a lot of sense. All right, on to the next theory. Theory number three. He is encased in concrete in the Giants stadium. Between the myth of him being buried under the 50-yard line or being encased in concrete, there's actually a lead here. In an interview, a mob enforcer claims he was shot with a .22, dismembered, and then frozen 5 months later. Then he was encased in the concrete in the Giants Stadium. I have two problems with this one. Again, I feel like they wouldn't admit this. I feel like that's really weird, especially because it was an interview in like a Playboy magazine or something. The second problem I have with it is that Mythbusters, the TV show, which is one of my favorites, used all sorts of crazy ground-penetrating radar all over the stadium and found absolutely nothing. So, kind of doubting that one, but that's what I've got on theory number three. What do you think?
Again, this one is the same problem I had with the first one. They're not going to put the body somewhere famous or somewhere where the possibility of getting found out.
See, that's where I think the genius would be of doing that, though. A stadium like that is massive, and it's so permanent. Burying somebody in that and encasing them in concrete, I think would be very permanent at that point, especially if they were dismembered.
Yeah, but again, someone would have found something. Like you said, the Mythbusters did the whole stadium.
They did.
And didn't find a thing. So unless you're talking about them encasing them in concrete, burying them, and then putting a whole sheet of concrete all over the place.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be about the only way to fool the ground penetrating radar.
That's true.
And even then, you'd be able to see that.
Honestly, though, I remember watching that episode because I was super invested in it. And I just remember thinking, that is a lot of stadium to go over. That is so much land to go over, like ground penetrating radar.
That definitely costs a lot of money.
Oh, it did. Got us answers, though.
Yeah, this theory, meh, meh, no, just no.
Thanks for always shooting me down.
Somebody's got to bring you down to reality.
Theory number 4, the Renaissance Center. According to a book that came out in 2011 by Marvin Elkind, the Renaissance Center, which is now the headquarters for GM in Detroit, was being built at the time of his murder and the concrete was being poured. Seeing a theme here, lots of concrete. This one makes more sense to me because he was in the Detroit area, not New Jersey. If they were in a rush to get rid of a body, this would do it, especially in a building that would be of importance, much like the stadium, which Matt's going to destroy here in a couple minutes, I'm sure. But this one makes a little bit of sense to me. It's in the area, and it is a building that is unlikely to be taken down anytime soon.
Can I just copy and paste what I said last time about this one, too?
I was literally waiting for you to do that. I think it does make sense, though. I mean, at least this one is closer, and it's the foundations of the building.
Yeah, but again, buildings aren't going to be there forever. They're going to get tore down. They're going to get renovated. It just seems too easy, because this is a high-profile person. And the fact that the mob would kill him, they're not going to want that traced back to them in any way, shape, or form.
Obviously.
And granted, I don't know how active the mob is these days, but they're going to be planning on being around forever, obviously. Not necessarily them in general, but the mob. They're not going to want the body ever found. And that's just too risky.
Which part of me is wondering why all these theories are like, let's encase him in concrete. It seems to be such a common theme. I'm just like, why?
I know that's common for the New York mob. That's how they got rid of a lot of bodies, supposedly.
Part of me gets that, and part of me sure doesn't, because that seems to be a way of encasing the evidence instead of the other way around. Yeah, and yeah. If you're going to try and get rid of evidence...
In this case, you know, basically we all know that the mob did it. So it just doesn't make sense to me that they would dispose of the body by encasing it in concrete or hiding it somewhere public or hiding it somewhere connected to one of their people.
Right.
My thing would be, I would, you know, disintegrate his body and be done with it.
See, and that's my thought, too. I read a bunch of other theories that were just smaller, way more boring theories that were like, or they just cremated him. They had so many crematoriums and stuff. Like, poof, gone, ta-da, no records.
Or bring him to a farm and put him in a pig pen.
Exactly, gone.
Yeah, so that's why these theories don't make sense to me, and I don't think that they're the most likely. Unless the mob was trying to get caught and be stupid, then sure.
I know. See, and it just doesn't make sense to me. And I get that these theories are a lot more fun to think about, because let's be honest, they really are. But it's not, they just don't make that much sense.
Yeah, and I mean, I get it. I get the motivation, because people want the body to eventually be found to solve this case. And I honestly think this is one of those cases that will never get solved.
Probably not, which is why it's fun to think about.
It's sad when there's a lot of cases out there that'll never get solved, like Jack the Ripper, for instance. That case will never definitively get solved.
No.
It's been too long. That's my point, is that it's not going to happen. It's going to be unsolved forever. Even though, asterisk, it's solved because we know the mob did it.
I don't know. I have one final theory.
Well, it better be better than these ones, because I'm getting kind of bored over here.
You're always bored. You have ADHD.
I definitely do.
Theory number 5 is my favorite, which means Matt probably will hate it. It really wasn't the mafia at all. It was the U.S. government. They took Jimmy up into a small plane and dropped him into one of the Great Lakes. And Matt's making a face. For me, this one makes a little bit more sense. Just a little bit. I already know that Matt's going to have a lot to say about this one. So, we already knew that President Nixon had pardoned him. But he was already getting back into the Union far faster than he was supposed to and beginning to make waves again. So it would be super easy for them to set up a fake meeting, abduct him, and knowing his mafia ties, blame it right back on them.
So close, yet so far away. I'm gonna make some tweaks to this theory to make it more plausible and better.
I love it so much when you adjust my own theories. Thanks, buddy.
So my version of this theory is that the government was definitely involved, because we know for a fact that Hoffa had some shady dealings with the union, and the mob itself had some shady dealings with Nixon. And who was Nixon's vice president?
Dun, dun, dun.
I was going to ask Jordan, but she doesn't know. Gerald Ford, the one president that no one ever remembers. So we all know Nixon was corrupt and was a dirtbag. It's safe to assume, since he picked Ford, that Ford was probably the same. You're not going to pick someone that's a good person if you're a shitty person.
Yeah, it's too difficult to hide things from, I guess.
My theory is that Ford, when he came in office, decided that he needed to get rid of Hoffa, because Hoffa knew about the dealings between him, Nixon, and everything else. And he wanted to get reelected. And that wasn't going to happen with Hoffa around, because Hoffa has dirt on him. So he basically made the mob kill Hoffa to get rid of his problem.
Interesting. I like it. I like it. I like my plane theory more, just because it's different.
Yeah.
You're definitely not going to find a body in the Great Lakes.
Eventually you will.
Not if the fish eat it away.
What kind of fish do you think are in the Great Lakes?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about marine life.
Problem with the lake is eventually the body will be found. Bodies that go in water don't stay gone forever.
Maybe.
I think my theory makes sense just because Nixon was a dirtbag. Ford was probably a dirtbag too. And he wanted to get reelected. Politicians like that don't take defeat and don't give up. They'd rather get rid of their problems than try to face them.
Interesting theory. Very interesting.
And we know Nixon was pretty tightly involved with the mob.
That is fair. I still like my theory, but that's mostly just because it has nothing to do with concrete and it was different.
Yeah, I will give you that is different. But again, I think it falls into the same category as the other one.
That the government and or Nixon was involved, or Ford.
Yeah, but it's got the same problem as other theories, is that eventually the body would be found. And if it was the government involved, the CIA has ways to get rid of bodies too.
I feel like they would be so much smarter about disposing a body, which they obviously had to have been at this point for him to not be found, which is plain and simple. So all these theories, I would assume, are incorrect at this point, at least when it comes to disposing of his body. So they probably did get rid of him a really smart way. Because no, we have not found his remains at this point.
So all in all, I give you probably 20%.
For you, that's very giving. Thanks so much. I expected a 1%, which is, yeah, I don't know, an F minus usually from you.
To be fair, 20% is still an F, so don't get too excited.
Like I said, usually an F minus from you.
Got some good-ish theories.
I picked the top ones. I didn't include the real weird outlandish ones that popped up in just the weirdest places of the internet.
I had to take points off because you had too many Tonys.
Listen, I can't help that every person in the mob is named Tony. It's not my fault.
Or maybe you didn't have enough Tonys. I don't know.
That's fair. Maybe I didn't mention enough.
But I think at the end of the day, we can agree on one thing. The mob probably killed Jimmy Hoffa.
One way or another, yeah, most likely. And he's never going to be found.
And mob, if you're listening, just remember, my name's Jordan.
Matthew, I didn't do it. Don't come for me.
Yeah, they'll have to stand in line.
That's true. The entire country of Russia is mostly coming at me now, so.
And it's scary that we actually got listeners in Russia.
I didn't intend to pronounce everything wrong, and I'm sorry. I just can't pronounce your names.
Do you think it's Putin who's listening to us?
I sure hope not. I hope he has a good sense of humor, though, because, man, I pronounce those names differently every single time I said them, and I don't even know how I did that. That was bad.
He does not seem like the person that has a sense of humor.
Probably not, but you know what? I tried, and I didn't do a very good job. But I tried, though. I tried.
Tell you, if I hear somebody with a Russian accent, I'm going to be a little bit freaked out.
Well, we'll both probably die anyway. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
That should be our new tagline.
It'll be fine.
Forget about it. We'll keep you guessing. Our tagline is going to be, it'll be fine. But don't worry, we're not going to get rid of Fuck Chester.